Good morning, church. Man, it felt like August yesterday. Anybody go to the beach? We wanted to. Okay, I have lots of announcements, so put your listening caps on. First of all, let's welcome our missionaries to Scotland. Drew and Christine Van Tiem are with us today. If you want to wave. So you know who they are. So good to see you guys. Thanks for joining us today. Let's see. Please stay after the service to celebrate April birthdays. Hopefully you know what I'm talking about without me having to say any more than that. And let's see. April 17th, Monday, Day of Hope and Fresh Food Initiative, 2 o'clock. April 27th is a care team meeting at 6:30 at Jan Sorensen's home. April 29th, Saturday. Put this on your calendars. Church spring cleaning. What fun. And I'm not kidding. And the more hands, the merrier, right? Many hands make light work. Lunch is provided. And bring your skills. So if you love to do planting or pruning, then you get to be in charge. Okay. Oh, Gary's in charge. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't mean in charge of the whole thing. Just bring your skills. Okay, on Sunday, April 30th, we are going to share our 360 experiences together after the service, just briefly. Bring a snack. What do you feel God is asking you to do next, and what really touched you? The following Sunday, May 7th, also needs to be put on your calendar because that is our new pastor's installation service. Lots of people coming from out of town, and it's going to be really special. You don't want to miss that. And then two more. Lindsay and Bonnie are looking for children and parents. Is this what you were going to announce?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Oh, okay. Because you can come. Do you want to come talk about it?
Hello. So this is kind of a last minute, not really last minute, I'm giving you guys time, but I'm trying to get kids and parents together. I'm trying to organize a 4th of July float. Grass Lake every year does a really cool 4th of July parade, usually starts at 10 a.m. So I'm trying to get kids and parents together. I'm looking for some kids and parents to ride the float. Hold on, I made a note. We need to know of your interest in the next couple weeks so that we can get an idea of moving forward with my plan. I don't want everything to kind of happen last minute because it makes it hard to do. My family is going to supply the trailer, and I have a truck, so we'll pull the... So, yeah, if you're interested, come see Bonnie or me. We'll have a sign-up sheet. We're looking for riders and builders.
Or both.
Or both. Not yet.
We've got to see if we have enough interest to see where we're
yep.
going.
All right, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. I have four volunteers. I know. I don't even have to ask them. Okay, and then these are sign-up sheets for ministry opportunities. We're just going to pass these out again.
Maybe one on this side. And Tana, can you grab that? Thank you.
And lastly, ladies, put this on your calendar. We're looking to have a ladies' breakfast Saturday, June. I think it's a Saturday, June 17th. Jan and Tammy are putting that together, so more details to come. And now I think we are ready for...
Oh, one more.
Oh.
Okay. At least I get nominated. All right, church. So for a while now, we've been doing our kids' ministry without checking any of them in and not keeping track of who's picking them up. That is a big no-no. It scares me. So Brock and I have looked into some software. It's a really, really cool software. You're going to get to test it out right now. So if you would, if you have a phone, on your phone, text the number on the screen. Thank you, Brock, for helping me out. And you can check or text check-in or check-in, any of the above. Everybody would do this, even if you don't have kids, because this is a way for us to track attendance also. You can check in to the church. So that we don't have to do it manually. Brock, are you watching to see if they're checking in? Okay. Is it working? Nobody's smiling. Did your screen come up with your names and you're able to check them into the classrooms and you here as attendance? Can't locate your information. All right. Anybody else getting? You're in? Tracy's in. All right. All right. If it doesn't work, let me know after service and we'll figure it out. This is a super cool software. Hopefully it'll be easy. You guys can update your information for the directory. If you're up for another challenge, if you want to text me, M-E, it should pop up with our directory, our online directory. If you click on you, your name, to verify that it is you, if you need to, and then full directory, you have on your phone, you have a list of everybody in our directory. Just a new automated way to be able to keep connected to each other. Do we have any questions? If you have questions or concerns, you can see. Uh-oh. Sorry, I don't even think to look back there.
So Hallie's worked, but mine didn't.
Okay.
Does that mean that she's going to check in for me?
She can, okay. Yes. Right. Maybe okay. She already checked you in. That's why it didn't work. Okay. But
that works?
Yes.
Okay.
Or maybe.
No questions, right?
No. Definitely not. All right. So there's a lot we can do with this software. Brock, he's going to be the guru. I'm just his little helper. But keep your eyes open for what's happening. It's going to be cool stuff.
So it's time for prayer. Do we have Martha? Great.
Morning, church. I have one prayer card that was out there in the foyer. We are to lift up Luke and Lisa Seidler. That's Pastor and Mindy's son and daughter-in-law. They are going through a little bit of a tough time right now. We want God's comfort in their lives. We want discernment for them because they have decisions to make. And so they need to hear from God and know where to move next. Anybody else have something that they maybe forgot to write down on a card? Mindy? What's her name?
My daughter's name is Brianna.
Brianna.
My daughter's Ayla.
Okay. Brianna and Ayla, who were in a car accident. They were tossed around a bit, but they're okay for the most part.
My daughter's different, so.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Yeah, Bonnie. That's Brianna. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, Bonnie's daughter, Brianna, is not making good choices, and as a parent, we want to make sure her kids are safe. Okay. Yay, there's a praise. Furniture came. Yeah, Lindsay.
How many of you know about Nick, my brother?
Yeah.
Well, we had a praise, you know. He had a job.
Yes.
He decided to quit.
Oh. Darn it. Yeah, you've had a supportive role for a long time, and yeah, it's tough. All right. Well, we have a God who is in the victory business.
Amen.
Praise his name. And we've seen so many victories that we refuse to let defeat have the last word. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we do come before you this morning praising you and thanking you for this day that you have made, Lord. We thank you for the beautiful weather that we've been experiencing. We thank you, Lord, for all the ways that you bless us, more than we can even count, more than we can even remember. The way you protect us, Lord, even when we don't even know we need protection, you're out there working on our behalf. Jesus, we thank you for interceding for us. You sit at the right hand of the Father, and you constantly are on our side. And we thank you and praise you for this gathering, that we have the freedom in this country to come together, to worship in your name, in your house, to have fellowship together with one another and with you, Lord. We lift up all of our needs because we know you are a faithful God, you are a God of compassion, and you care more than we can even know you care. So, Father, all these things that have been mentioned, the job that Nick quit, get him another one, Lord. Help him to stand up on his own two feet, to rise up and to take responsibility, Lord. And you can do that. You can lead him and guide him to something that he's good at, something that he'll fit in, and something that he'll stick with. We thank you that Lindsay has been there as a sister to support him all these years. But you never intended for her to be his strength, his responsibility, his support. She loves him, but he's a grown man, and he needs to take responsibility. So we ask, Lord, that you would intervene. We lift up those people that are not making good decisions. We know that Brianna has been struggling with addiction. We pray, Lord, that she would feel your presence. Draw her to your precious bleeding side, Lord God, that she would look to others more than she looks to herself and her own needs. Help her to be responsible for those children. Lord, keep them safe. And let the people in her life that support her and love her show tough love if they have to. Father God, we thank you for this protection during this car accident for Mindy's daughter and granddaughter. You are so good. You are so faithful, Lord. And I thank you that they were not hurt seriously. And we do lift up Luke and Lisa, and they have decisions to make. They've been hurt. They need to feel your comfort. And they need your direction, Lord. So speak to them clearly. Father God, we lift up this service to you. We know that you are here. We know, Lord, that where two or more are gathered, and you are in our presence. And we want to just devote this time to you and set all other things and distractions on the shelf for right now. And we want to just feel you. We want to worship you, Lord. We adore you. You are so worthy of our praises. We thank you in the name of your precious Son, Jesus, who died on the cross for our sins, that we might have eternal life. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Thank you. If you want to stand with us, we're going to sing together.
This morning, saw a world full of trouble now. Thought, how we ever get so far down, and how's it ever gonna turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven. Thought, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty and children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me, so I shook my fist at heaven. Said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah. I created you. If not us, then who? If not me and you right now, it's time for us to do something. about how we are God's hands and feet. It's easier to say than to be. We live like angels of apathy who tell ourselves it's alright, somebody else will do something.
Past the point of weary, is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. Makes a way when there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave, ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free, and the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. cross to Calvary, pay the price for all my guilty. Who could care that much about me? Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way when there ain't no way, rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can't save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is free. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Seated.
Steve has run off to join the Cub Scouts for the night or the weekend. So I'm taking his place this morning. From Malachi, some very familiar words. This is the Lord speaking to his people, to us. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open the window of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no need, I will rebuke the devourer for you, so that it will not destroy the fruits of your soil, and your vine in the field shall not fail to bear, says the Lord of hosts. God blesses us as we respond in worship and in obedience, because tithing is an act of worship. I've been told many times, well, that's not found in the New Testament, but it is. Jesus says to the Pharisees, he's speaking to them, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others. So we are called to give back just a small portion of what God has given us. He asked for a tithe means 10%. So we're to do that first and foremost. Mindy hates when I do this. I'm going to do it anyway. When I can remember sitting in a service and the pastor getting up to speak and going, we need to start tithing. At that time, we had two little kids. If I missed a day of work, I had to call and ask the bank to hold. We couldn't make the payment. And, of course, the discussion was, how in the world are we going to do this? I said, all I know is we're supposed to do it, and we're supposed to do it right off the bat. First thing, every paycheck. So after some discussion, the agreement was we'd tithe off the net what we got, right? So we started doing that. 5 months later, I got a $5 an hour raise. We decided we were going to do it for 6 months. And if at the end of the 6 months we were better off than what we were tithing off the gross. We're tithing off the gross. $5 an hour was unheard of. It was because they missed us, or my group in the plant, for a raise two times running. Coincidence? Perchance, but I don't believe so, because I don't believe in coincidence. God blessed us because we were obedient. So I encourage you, test the Lord. This is the one place he says, test me. Test him. We did, and he has blessed us abundantly ever since. He keeps the water pump demon out of your car as well. Just letting you know. 10 years driving the same vehicle, and I put a ball joint in it at the end. So I praise the Lord for all of that. And I wanted to give you my testimony on it. So could I have a couple ushers? I didn't ask for any beforehand. So could I get a couple volunteers? Thank you. Steve, Ralph, would you mind coming up? Thank you. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we are truly grateful for the many blessings that we get each and every day. We're thankful for the ability and talents you give us. We're thankful, Lord, for your provision. We ask, Lord, that you would take these tithes and offerings and use them to the glory of your name, to the furtherance of your kingdom, and to the building of your church. In Jesus' name, we give back a small portion of what you have given us. Amen.
Run and talk, oh Lord, no.
powerful name it is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a powerful name it is. The name of Jesus.
God, I praise you that one day every knee will bow at the name of Jesus. We welcome you here among us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please stand with us and we'll sing. I will follow.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. I will trust in you alone, higher than my sight. I will trust in you alone. Where you go, I'll go.
Find myself constantly reaching back to turn this on, and he has the power. God's calling you. He's calling you to ministry. Plain and simple. There's not a person in here that isn't called to be a minister of some kind, to share the word, to minister to an individual, however you want to phrase it. But we are all called. How are you answering that calling? Would you join me in prayer? Father, we are truly grateful for the calling you have placed on our lives. not only as a church, Lord, but as individuals of your church. Open our hearts and our minds, Lord. Provoke us, prod us, encourage us, help us, enable us, empower us, strengthen us. For it all comes in, through, and by you. Thank you, Lord. Increase our faith where it's needed. Help us to believe when we don't. And let us be yours in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen. I invite you to stick around. There's some snacks and drinks, and partake with us. Enjoy fellowship. And I think there might be something else. Jan, you have some words you would like to share?
We're about to have a birthday party.
A birthday party? Whose birthday? Well, okay. I'm done.